This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 576, A Winter Veil Story. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We are also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2017.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of All Things Azeroth. I am not Medros, because he is, as he quotes, someone, and he is, as he quotes, as he said in the chat room, feels like someone is running a sander in his lungs. So, that's not a good thing. That sounds the exact opposite of pleasant.
Poor Medros. I'm not quite on that level, but I'm kind of sick myself. You could probably hear it in my voice. I sound like a bag of junk. I keep coughing like crazy. It's kind of ridiculous, but we'll see what I can do here. And hopefully, I'm sorry in advance, Sean, because I might be blowing my nose over the recording. I promise I'll mute before I do that, but I don't know how to mute Audacity, so we'll kind of go from there.
So am I the only healthy host?
Only who?
Am I the only healthy host right now?
Are you healthy?
Well, moderately healthy.
Then moderately, yes.
All right, I'm okay with this.
So how was your week in WoW there, Toasty?
My week was pretty good, actually. We did the usual normal clear of Antorus, so that was good. Did not get any useless upgrades this time around, which I was okay with. Did not get my Pantheon trinket, unfortunately, which kind of sucked, but, you know, there's always next week, right? Or in this case, tomorrow. So hopefully I have better luck tomorrow.
Are you guys raiding tomorrow?
That's the plan, yeah. I'm not so sure about Friday or next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday is probably out. That's like the 25th, isn't it?
Isn't it the 26th?
Is it?
Yeah, it's the 26th, dude.
Oh. Well, states don't care about Boxing Day.
Yeah, but they might be all like visiting family and that other stuff.
Oh, that's true. They might be, like, turkeyed out or whatever they do down there for Christmas dinner stuff. Oh, orange gelatin dingied out.
Oh, no. No more jello and carrots. That's just gross. And yeah, Scott, if I had it my way, I'd be raiding too, because I also don't care about Boxing Day. So, if we're raiding next week, I'll be there to not get my Pantheon trinket again, but I'll continue to get upgrade items for the trinket because, you know, that makes sense. So yeah, did you know that was a thing, Fen?
What?
After your first quill and every subsequent kill, you're going to get an upgrade item for your trinket, what? Regardless of the fact that you have the Pantheon trinket or not.
I want upgrades. I don't have a kill.
But right now, that Pantheon trinket upgrade item is just taunting me. It's reminding me that you don't have it. Like, oh, look at that. There's this item in your bag that's just taking up bag space.
Do you get the upgrade for any difficulty you do?
I think it's just the, I think it's just the first kill, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, we've only killed Argus on normal, right? Yeah. So I'm definitely getting it on the normal drop. I don't know about heroic. I would imagine the same rules would apply as for any, for like artifact power and all that stuff. The stuff that's like, because artifact power, you can only, you only have a chance of getting it on one, once per boss.
Yeah. I mean, like, just, you know, I don't really raid, so do I get it? If I went and did LFR, would I get it? Even though I don't even really have time to do LFR anymore.
I would imagine so. But we don't have the Wing of Argus in LFR yet. Oh, no, normal or higher.
Oh, okay.
But hey, we'll carry you through.
Yay! When I get there.
Yeah. What else? Actually, that was it for my weekend. Well, I only raided on the Tuesday, unfortunately. I had some real-life stuff come up on Friday that took me away from my computer for several days. Yeah, it was a family thing, unfortunately. But everybody's okay as they can be.
Well, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah. The raid on Tuesday is about it, unfortunately, for me. What about you? I've seen you logging on a couple times after raid or at random hours of the night.
Yeah, I once in a while, when the girls go to bed, then I can log in for a little bit, but I really don't know what I've done the past week. I know on Tuesday I'd logged in after when you guys were finishing up the raid or just after your raid. Usually it's just to like empty up my bags a little bit. I was saying earlier today that I somehow managed to let a couple mails lapse and they expired, and so I lost them on two of my alts, and I have no idea what there was. So I might look at, go and see if I can reclaim the, or get the items back through the restoration feature. I don't know how that will work, but we'll see. I don't know. I feel like I've used the companion app more than anything. I have two characters that still have a decent amount of resources, so I can still do missions every day on them, but my other characters don't have enough. That's really it. My WoW has been pretty boring lately. It's been pretty sad as far as the WoW experience goes, but hey, what can I say? I've got other fabulous experiences going on, so.
Yeah, well, that's the important bit. Enjoy real life as much as you enjoy WoW.
Yeah.
If not more.
Yeah. I think I might have logged on to Hearthstone once and tried to do that, but I failed.
Oh, yeah, that Hearthstone... Are you talking about the Dungeon Crawl thing?
No, just the Brawls. I've not tried the dungeons at all. I'm afraid that I'll get whacked, but...
I mean, the fortunate part about the dungeons is that it's not a PvP experience, it's a PvE thing.
Yeah.
And it's free. So, yeah, I mean, there's no real... The only thing you're losing is time.
Yeah.
I think I've done just Warrior on that, and I think the best I've done is 5 out of the 8, which is not great. But I don't know. I'm having a lot of. I had a lot of fun with that. It's a different way of playing Hearthstone, and that thankfully doesn't require you to spend a lot of money on cards and all that stuff. It's a good way to kill time.
I did download Hearthstone for my phone. I had trouble playing it on my phone. On my S6, it was all right, but on my S8, it's just. It's weird. It, like, I guess with the edges, it just doesn't. It's not friendly. The UI is not.
You've got the like edge thing.
Well, that's what all the galaxies are now. They have.
That's a standard feature now.
Yeah.
I've got fat fingers, so that was one of the things I hated about it.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I loved the phone. Yeah. I loved my whatever I had before. It was just that edge thing. I kept, you know, moving stuff around that I didn't want to move around because of the way I hold my phone. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. I don't
have that problem now, thankfully.
I don't have issues where I accidentally hit something I don't want to. It's just that playing, like, the UI for Hearthstone is kind of tricky for me on my phone. It's not as responsive as I would hope.
Okay. Just play it at work. It's fine.
Yeah. That's a good idea. You can help me build my decks.
I would be a terrible person for that. Oh. I would ask Sean. Sean's pretty good at that.
Actually, I could ask Cardwell because he's like...
Because he cards well?
Yes. In any game he plays, but... Yeah, he's been a Magic Grand Champion of epicness or something.
He played Magic. I didn't know he was, like, that good. Holy crap.
Yeah. He's pretty good at Hearthstone, too.
Yeah, that I got. I think he hit Legend once, at least once. I remember reading that in the Hearthstone channel at work.
Once a month? Yeah.
I mean, that's possible, too.
I don't think so, but I do know that he's hit it, and he ranks pretty high.
Well, I don't have the brain for that at all. I mean, I try to do the proper things. I try to anticipate the moves and all that and plan my stuff out. But then I had this card that jumps into my head. I'm like, oh, this is cool. It does cool things, and it has high attack. I'm just going to drop this and completely forget about everything that I had planned out before.
Yeah, I always do things like that where I'll play a card, and then I'll be like, no! Oh, man.
Yeah.
So well. And then it gets nuked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. We're not trying to be the grand, like, legends or anything like that. We're just doing it to have fun, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Have fun, maybe kill some time. It's all good. Okay, well. Here's where we would normally talk about news. But first, let's talk about one of our sponsors. So our newest sponsor are the fine folks over at Funko, the people who make vinyl figures of characters from all your favorite Blizzard worlds, from Warcraft to Overwatch to Diablo, and maybe even a few outside of the Blizzard universe, like Firefly, Star Trek, Star Wars, and more. If Funkos are your thing, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2017 to check out their online shop, and use the code SHOP10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2017 and SHOP10 to save 10%. Thanks to Funko for the support of the show.
Awesome. Do you have any new Funkos?
I can't remember now. I feel like I should remember that.
Do you have any Funkos on your wish list?
If I had to choose, I'd probably get more Harry Potter ones, just because, you know, that's kind of my jam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think I just have Harry, Voldemort, Dobby, and Ron. Oh, and Cedric. I have Cedric as well.
That's like 4 or 5. How many are there?
A lot.
Oh.
I know there are several Harrys.
I see.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. So, hey, it's topics time.
Yeah, sure is.
So, what is today anyways?
Today is the 18th of December.
December 18th, yeah. So this is our last show of the year. Before we head away for Winter Veil. So thank you for scraping these topics together for me for the rest of the month. And wow, I was thinking about doing this. I was just about to get it together before, and then I saw that you had it done already. So that's perfect.
Well, you see, I kind of cheated. Basically all I did was go to the first show of the month.
Oh.
And just copied and pasted it.
Ha! You're so smart.
Occasionally.
So, the rest of the month in WoW, while we're away, is tomorrow, LFR Wing 2 opens, so that's December 19th, and that's the Antorus LFR, of course. And then also starting next week is the World Quest bonus event. That's going to run from December 19th to the 26th. And then the week after that is Mists of Pandaria Timewalking. That's going to be from December 26th to January 2nd. And also, there's going to be PvP Brawl Warsong Scramble. Also, don't forget that the Fireworks Celebration is going to be on December 31st at midnight. So log into Azeroth and check out all the beautiful fireworks. One other thing, the Winter Vale started, I believe it started 2 days ago?
Yeah, on the 16th.
On the 16th, and that runs until January 2nd. That's where we... What else do we have? We have the Grinch that we can go and save Metzen? Reindeer Metzen?
And isn't there that event in Frostfire Ridge on Draenor? Is that still a thing?
I don't remember. It's been so long since... Well, it's been like a year since we've had Winter Vale stuff.
Well, yeah, that's about right. Yeah, a year.
And then on December 25th, if we look under the tree in our major cities, Orgrimmar, or where is the stuff in for the Alliance side?
It's in Ironforge.
Oh, it's in Ironforge. Well, that's a nice place for it. Look under the tree for this year's wonderful gifts from Great Father Winter. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we get.
Well, we'll talk about what we could possibly get a little bit later on in the show.
All right.
And with all that out of the way, let's talk about what's been going on in the wider world of Azeroth. So, as we all know, the mythic for Antorus was unlocked about 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks ago now? It's been 2 weeks, right? Yeah, been 2 weeks. Yeah, just shortly into the second week of Antorus, we saw the world's first kill of Argus. So congratulations to Method for claiming that prestigious title again.
Method is super serious.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's been their thing for... I can't remember the last time they didn't get world first, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a long time. They've always been at least in the top three.
Mm-hmm. In addition to Method getting the first kill of Argus on Mythic, we've had two more kills since then. So Exorcis got world second, and Memento got world third. Now, these are all European Horde guilds, so I need either the North American guilds to, you know, step up, or maybe just an Alliance guild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's surprising that nobody from North America has gotten it yet, but good luck to them. I know Limit was definitely in the running, so...
Yeah, Limit is currently listed fourth on WoW progression, WoW progress, sorry. And insert Chinese guild name here is fifth. Now, the guild that we vote for, that we root for, Fat Shark Yes and Big Dumb Guild. Fat Shark Yes is 14th overall. And where's Big Dumb Guild?
Further.
Big Dumb Guild is 37th. They are still 9 of 11. Come on, guys. You can do it. Just crank out those last two tonight. Resets tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah.
You can do it. I believe in you. I also just noticed that there's another guild on EU Eredar that's named Untitled Spreadsheet, and I kind of love it.
What's it named?
Untitled Spreadsheet.
Very nice.
I think I'm going to have to add that to the guilds I follow.
Do they have a Twitter?
I feel like searching for that would not yield me the results I want.
Let's
see. Untitled Spreadsheet. WoW Guild.
So also, since there's been three guilds that have killed or finished, killed Argus.
Right.
Method has released their video, their world first video against Argus the Unmaker, and they usually, well, not usually. It's kind of an unwritten rule for guilds to hold off on releasing the kill video until two more guilds, so the top three, kill it. Also, it takes a while to produce the video because there's a lot of editing going on, but the people that edit these videos are super pro. I haven't watched one yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's exactly what we expect out of a Method Kill video.
Yeah? Roger Brown? Lots of Roger Brown?
Sure. So, I don't actually pay attention to the names, honestly.
He plays a hunter.
I'm pretty sure that was there.
Yeah.
There's a Balance Druid, too, and a Red Pally.
Is there a Furry Warrior? No, nobody plays Furry Warriors.
No, they had a Fury Warrior in their kill.
Oh.
That was one thing that we pointed out last week.
Oh.
Yeah, the class spread for their kill was actually pretty... Like, they all 13 classes were represented.
Yeah, that's super impressive. And then, like, multiple specs of classes. Like, there were all three specs of Mage. I noticed that.
I mean, that could have almost just been what they logged out as.
Oh.
So that's hard to tell. I don't think Method actually came out and said what specs they ran with. Let's see. Let's check that out, shall we? Method.gg, that's their website, I believe.
Yeah. So this video, this kill video, is 11 minutes and 22 seconds. Wow.
Yeah, it's not a long video, which was surprising.
Well, they probably just... speed it up or cut through between, like, from one thing to another.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch the whole kill. It just shows the bigger mechanics.
I can't find anything that lists what specs they used. That's a shame.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, well. Moving on. What do we have next here? Oh, Allied Race Requirements. I don't know if this... I'm assuming that this was Wowhead that did the digging, but they dug around a bunch and found lines of code in the PTR for 735 to just kind of see what the requirements were for the Allied races. There's two checks to unlock an Allied race. Number one is you have to have the expansion. So we had talked about that last week, I guess, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, but there's definitely code in there that says to have an Allied race you have to have the 8.0 expansion, and then there's another check to make sure that you have the achievement for what is it?
The achievement to actually unlock them?
Yeah, oh, it's a quest to do it, sorry. So you have to, and we talked about the quests that you have to do to unlock them. So the two requirements are having the new expansion and the quest completed. And it's an account-wide unlock to actually be able to roll the allied race. But so we will see when 8.0 comes out. I imagine that when 8.0 comes out, we'll be able to, and we buy it, we'll be able to roll them prior to the next expansion actually coming out.
Yeah, assuming we meet all the requirements, yeah.
Or, not 8.0, but, like, having actually bought the expansion, kind of like before when you could roll the Demon Hunter before the new expansion came out, if you had already pre-purchased.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I noticed just looking over this is that they've got the UI for selecting the races up on Lowhead, and it gives you little lore tidbits about the different allied races. So you got something about the Void Elves, Nightborn, Lightforged Draenei, and the High Mountain Tauren. So you still don't have anything about the Dark Iron Dwarves or the Zandalari Trolls. But, you know, we kind of know all about those guys.
It also shows their heritage armor, their racials.
I gotta say, like, the heritage armor looks really cool, but, like, the Nightborn one doesn't look very plate-like. So, I mean, is it going to be one of those cosmetic things that you can just transmog to it regardless of the armor class?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they said that. On one of the previous shows, it's the same it's the same for each class, but it's only for that that race. You can only use, like, if you have a Lightforged Draenei, you can only use that heritage armor on the Lightforged Draenei.
Right, now, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Draenei, I can see myself definitely rocking that on my warrior.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to do a Lightforged Draenei warrior?
I'm still up in the air about what I want to do. I've been thinking about going back to being an elf on my warrior.
Oh, okay.
So I might do I might do Void Elf.
Okay.
Because Baleran started out as a Night Elf way back in the day. So it'd be cool to go back. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I think the Lightforged Draenei kit suits itself more to a paladin than a warrior, to be honest.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, yeah, I mean that's very obviously plate armor. The Void Elf, not so much.
Yeah, but the Void Elf looks aspects, more like cloth.
Yeah, but I mean, just in terms of like cool factor, like completely ignoring the heritage armor, I probably like the Void Elf a bit better.
Yeah, I do. I like it more because it seems more like warlockish, because it's all glowy mm-hmm. and purple, like the Void or something. Oh, like the Void. Oh, wow.
See what you did
there. That was not intentional.
Okay, fine. Trying to give you credit and you just, whatever. See how it is.
No, I'm not that crafty. I'm sick. Come on.
The Haimon Tauren look really cool too, though. I kind of miss being a Tauren. Tauren were by far my favorite Horde race.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I would totally reroll my druid to High Mountain Tauren.
The only bad thing about the Tauren was constantly getting stuck on, like, stuff hanging above me.
Like if I remember, you're riding a Kodo?
or just in general. I remember in the mines in the Horde Garrison.
Oh.
I had to avoid a certain area.
Oh.
Just because I kept getting stuck walking through there.
Well, maybe you should just go cat farm.
Well, I was a warrior at the time.
Oh. Well, you're doing it wrong.
I disagree.
I don't know. Kitty Druid begs to differ. Kitty Druid's not too big to get through tight cave entrances.
It wasn't even a cave entrance. It was a random section of the cave.
Well, your warrior's fat, okay?
That's rude.
Sorry. I didn't mean that, really.
So was it like a Wagyu Tauren?
A Wubba?
A Wagyu Tauren.
Wagyu Tauren?
Like Wagyu beef.
Huh?
You know what Wagyu beef is, right?
No.
It's like this... It's this really expensive cut of beef that's got fat marbled all through it.
Oh. Sounds delicious. I want that.
It looks fantastic. It's super expensive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of what... Because you said my warrior is fat, and it was a Tauren at the time, so Wagyu Tauren. It's not funny when I have to explain it.
I'm sorry! I'm slightly delusional.
Chatroom got that right. I'm going to pretend you guys got that, because that makes me feel better.
Chat totally got it.
All right, good.
Crickets.
Alright, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're making me feel bad.
Sorry.
Instead, we're going to talk about some clarification to the changes that are making to Ulduar in 7.3.5. Now, we talked last week a little bit about what's changing in 7.3.5 in regards to Ulduar, because, as we know, 7.3.5 is going to bring us time walking for Ulduar, and a lot of people are really excited about that. Now, last week, we talked about how the separate 10 and 25 modes are going away, which, you know, not a huge loss, but that left a bunch of questions open in regards to the 10 and 25 specific quests and achievements and gear and all that, so they've gone ahead and clarified that a little bit earlier this week. So to clarify some of the changes in 7.3.5, again, 10 and 25 difficulties have been merged into a single difficulty called Ulduar Normal, and Ulduar Normal can support up to a maximum of 30 players, so it's very much a flex-style experience. Loot from 10 and 25 is going to be merged, and how many pieces you receive from each original difficulty is random, so... The baseline they kind of outlined is if you're running in there with 10 players, you're going to be awarded 3 pieces of gear, and in completing the various encounters on their hard modes will get you extra gear that will contain one piece. It looks like an extra cache of gear, sorry, that will contain one piece of hard mode loot from either 10 or 25 player difficulties. In regards to the separate tier colorations, the tier tokens from the original 10 and 25 versions will still drop off their respective bosses, which means you can still complete both Ulduar appearance sets. However, the 10-man version of certain quests will no longer be available, so any of the quest rewards you would have gotten from those 10-man quests are going to be unobtainable. So if that's stuff that interests you, so the rewards are... For the 10 player version of these quests are Drape of the Sky Herald, Sun Glimmer Drape, or Brand's Sealing Ring, or Starshine Signet. You'll have to run the 10 man versions today or before 735 in order to get those. Completing the achievement Observed, which is the achievement for just defeating Algolon, it'll now award both titles. So you'll get both Starcaller and the Astral Walker titles.
I wonder since they're merging these achievements, is it retroactive too? So if I've already cleared everything on 10 man, do I get all the 25 man achievements and vice versa?
I would assume so. I mean, there's not going to be a way to differentiate it after these changes go live, I would think.
That's true. I wonder if there's going to be legacy achievements then for, hey, you did this on 25 man, hey, you did this on 10 man. I'm sure there will.
Yeah.
I am excited to see that Herald of the Titans will still be there.
They did clarify, well, they attempted to clarify it. So the Herald of the Titans achievement text has been changed so that players can still group to complete it. However, it's still unclear whether or not it will be completable with more than 10 people, or if it will be completable in Ulduar time walking. So that's kind of unknown right now. Oh, they actually did touch on achievements as well. So all achievements from Ulduar, including achievements not a part of the meta, such as 3-car garage or 3-car garage, 3-car garage 10 and 3-car garage 25, that were completed have been converted to legacy achievements, and credit has been given for the new version of the respective achievements.
Oh, cool.
So, hey, if you already have 10 but don't have 25, guess what? You're getting a new achievement in 735.
Yay!
And you'll get the other Proto-Drake.
Yay! I think I have both Proto-Drakes, but they're too big to use. They get stuck in caves and stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a Proto-Drake, right?
Yeah, they're bows.
I'm pretty sure I'm missing several from both of them. I'm actually curious to see if this merge will help me just complete it. Because that would be cool.
I don't think that you'll be able to get Herald of the Titans on time walking. I think that you just have to have a level 80 and OG it.
Hmm. Excellent.
Although, if it scales you down, but how do you know what level it's going to scale you down to? There's just too much stuff in too many questions to know for sure. I guess we'll find out when 735 comes out and people test it.
Yep. They also did clarify that Mim's head is going to still drop from the new version of Alone in the Darkness. So, yay!
Because I don't have that.
You don't have Mim's head?
No. It's a 1% drop chance. How many times have you killed... Have you killed Algolon Alone in the Darkness?
I've done Alone in the Darkness once.
I could probably count on one hand how many times I've done it.
It used to be a guaranteed drop, right?
I don't know. Maybe like back when it was current content, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
Yay, 1%. And it's... I wonder how that will work with, like, shared loot.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're doing time walking, and it's... Or personal loot. Like, if everybody has their own 1% chance at it?
Probably. That's how it works with current mount raid drops, right?
Yeah, I think so. Interesting.
Huh. I haven't gotten any of those this expansion. You got one, right?
Got one what? Oh,
you got one random mount raid drop, right?
I think so.
I think it was one of the worm things in Nighthold.
Oh, I... You have a better memory than... What?
I think it was in Tomb that you got that. Off of Mistress Azine.
That sounds familiar. Possibly.
I don't know. We'll go with that.
I don't have anything open right now, so I can't look.
We'll treat that as fact.
Okay.
This doesn't really apply now, but it looks like they were testing Ulduar Time Walking on December 13th, so it's on the PTR. Go ahead and try that out whenever it comes up next.
When did you say it was?
The PTR testing already happened for it. It was on December 13th.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that's when it comes out, like, when the time walking comes out. I'm like, oh, what?
I think they need the patch to drop first.
Yeah. Well, and then December 13th has already passed.
Yeah, that too.
Unless they're talking December 18th or 13th, 2018.
We have to wait that long till 735?
I hope not. I hope that would suck.
I hope by that point we're well into Battle for Azeroth.
Scrolling through this and seeing if there's anything else that kind of stands out to me. I'm super happy that Herald of the Titans is still available, but I only have a Horde character for that, so I might have to level somebody else. Or faction change. I don't know. We'll see.
You won't faction change and you know it.
No, I probably won't. Because I don't like spending real money on anything other than actual game time.
Yeah.
So moving on. The Wintervale updates. So, as we mentioned, Wintervale runs from December 16th. Through January 2nd. That's a spoiler, isn't it? Maybe not. But there's a new toy called the Hearth Station, which it sets out an improved Hearthstone table to play on. And I guess maybe that's just an upgrade from the previous
Hearthstone table?
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then there's a Wintervale suits? But that it's saying that was last year, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember that last year. Shows how much I paid attention to last year.
You're no kidding. To be fair, it's Wintervale. I think all of us just do it to get the mount. And then we stopped. Because last year we got that big mount that I can't remember the name of, the Grinch.
The Indomitable Grinch.
Maybe. I know it was basically the Grand model, the Grand skeleton.
Yeah.
With horns. I can't remember the name of it now.
Minion of Grumpus?
That's it. Yeah, Minion of Grumpus.
I don't think maybe. I have that. I think Medros got that last year.
I have a couple if you just want one.
I don't have one, then yes, please.
Yep, they're definitely just sitting in my bank.
I will definitely just trade you some gold for one.
All right.
There's a miniature Wintervale tree that comes in, I guess, the Solid Present, maybe? And that's an 880 dagger. Not like that really does anything for us right now, but... Mm-hmm. You know, when our artifact weapons disappear, then maybe we can use that dagger.
Except did you see the new trinket that drops?
Yeah, that was just before this. That's interesting. Glowing Gift, 880 again. And its main stat is agility, strength, or int. And an unuse to increase your crit, haste, mastery, and versatility. By 755 for 20 seconds. That's kind of a cool trinket. That'd be
not nice bad for 880.
Nice for alts to, if you just grab it, right?
Yep, got to grab that on the priest.
What else is here? Oh, a new pet was added, the Globe Yeti, which spawns inside snow globes. And those snow globes are the ones that appear in, like, Dalaran and the major cities, right?
Yes.
That's kind of cool. It's exciting.
Oh, hey, and if you catch Grandfather Winter, you can get 500 Order Hall resources, which means I'm going to need to do that. Oh, looks like the snow globes are in Dalaran, Ironforge, and Orgrimmar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And apparently there's no new music, too.
Is there?
Yeah. It says right there, new Wintervale music also added.
That's cool. Oh, there's a YouTube video for that, too.
Oh, cool. I'll have to listen to that later.
Yeah. I'm just looking in. I think that's pretty much it for new stuff. Redwood Sled. I don't know if that's new or not.
No, that's old.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I remember, who was it? Liddy dragging me around on that during progression on Archimond.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it made a feature in that gag video I made a couple years back. Oh man, that's a couple years old at this point. That was a long time ago. Wow.
That's a TBT.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago. I had to watch that video again. That was a good video.
Yeah. I'm sure I've watched it, but you should post it again just for fun.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
But before I do that, I think I want to talk about our next sponsor. Our second sponsor, as usual, are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. So, seeing as it is, you know, our last show before the holidays, I decided to select an appropriately themed book for this week. So, let's have a listen.
There is no doubt that Marley was dead. This must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of the story I am going to relate. If we were not perfectly convinced that Hamlet's father died before the play began, there would be nothing more remarkable in his taking a stroll at night in an easterly wind upon his own ramparts than there would be in any other middle-aged gentleman rashly turning out after dark in a breezy spot, say, St. Paul's Churchyard, for instance, literally to astonish his son's weak mind. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it stood, years afterwards, above the warehouse door, Scrooge and Marley. The firm was known as Scrooge and Marley. Sometimes people new to the business called Scrooge Scrooge, and sometimes Marley, but he answered to both names. It was all the same to him.
Okay, so that was A Christmas Carol, written by Charles Dickens, narrated by the fantastic Tim Curry, who you may also know as Dr. Frankenfurter, or as I will always know him, that creepy guy in Home Alone 2. Christmas Carol doesn't get more Christmassy than that, so if you want to find more Christmas stories, or if you just want to find anything that, you know, you want to read but don't have time to read anymore like I do, you can go over to Audible and go to bit.ly/ATA2017. You'll get your first month for free, and with that month, you'll get a free credit towards your first title. So, check them out. That's bit.ly/ATA2017, and we thank them for sponsoring the show. Our question of the week for this week was, when do you think we'll get the BFA Alpha?
Do Did we answer that last week, right? I don't even remember what I said.
I believe I said January 15th.
January 16th. So Nick Z said, no alpha, beta starts first week of February. Zombie Man said, alpha will probably be the end of January or beginning of February. Spectacular Death said, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's going on now. And Poikosan said, agree, no alpha. Beta starts middle of February 2018.
Frazzly decided to give us, you know, no frills on his answer, just straight up March 27th. And Redzian says, if we assume that BFA will be released in July, I would expect the alpha to be 6 months before that, so I'd say late January or early February, with 735 going live either at the same time or a week before.
So, Frazzly, what are you thinking when you're saying March 27th for an alpha? That's crazy. I mean, maybe if you meant beta, but it just sounds super nuts for alpha.
Yeah, it's a little far out there.
Far-fetched. Are you sure you can reach that?
No. I see what you did there.
Sorry.
All right. Well, our question for next week is, what would you like to find under the Wintervale tree this year? And just to clarify, I mean anything. Like anything you can get in a WoW, what would you like to find under there?
What would you like to find?
I want to find that mount that we get from Mythic Argus. Or not Mythic. Is it? No, is it? Yeah, Mythic Argus. Because I need that in my life. The five heads, they're hideous, and I want it.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Mimron's head. Just for giggles. That'd be fun.
Sorry. I will clarify a little bit. I either want the Mythic Argus mount or enough gold that I can buy a carry.
Oh.
One of the two. As long as the end result is me getting that mount, I'll be happy. I think that about wraps us up for this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we have our shoutouts, right?
Right, Patreon, but before we... Yeah, alright. So, why don't you read out our first one?
So our first shoutout is going to be to Navimi for the Daily Frostwolf. Her blog is frostwolves.blogspot.ca. And,
I did have the right link. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to doing the guild shoutouts. It's normally Medros that does them.
See, I think what threw me is that it's .ca, and if I remember right, she's not from Canada.
So it's .com as well?
Oh, .com works too. Alright then.
So, thank you for being a Patreon, for donating via Patreon. We really appreciate it. It helps keep the show running. Even though you get a sick fan death once in a while that kind of trips over his words and screws things up, we love you for supporting us.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. And check out the blog. It's got a lot of cool content on there. I really love that header. Oh my god. It's so cute. And our second shout words are hard. Our second Patreon shout out is I feels wrong to be giving a shout out to myself, but that's kind of what's going on because I'm the second Patreon shout out. So I'm going to take this opportunity to give a little bit of publicity, I guess, to the Hardcore Casuals on Dalaran, U.S. Alliance side. We're a fun raid group, and we like just having fun with everything. And right now we're looking for a tank. So if taking heroic progression is your thing, reach out to me, and I'll get you in touch with my raid leader, and we'll work something out. We raid Tuesdays and Fridays, 8 to 11 Central. We also have a little tidbit from Medros regarding Patreon. Now we realize that there was a brief blip there's a brief thing where Patreon was going to be adding a whole bunch of weird fees and all that, and as a result, some people, not necessarily our patrons, but other people for other Patreon things, decided to withdraw their support via Patreon just because of that whole cluster. So, Medros is going to be working on something over the holidays. If you would like to have alternative methods for donating to the show, so look out for that in the new year at some point. I believe now it's just our regular shout out portion. Wow, talking is hard.
We deserve a holiday.
I'm going to give a shout out to all of our listeners. It's, you know, it's another year that's come and gone, and I appreciate that every single one of you has supported us and listened to us for the past year. It means the world to us, and I love interacting with every single one of you. So if you see me in another game somewhere, just feel free to talk, because I love talking to you guys. What about you, Fandeth?
I'm going to give a shout out to Medros for being behind the scenes and playing all our audio and, you know, supporting us through some of our flub ups. Definitely a little bit disorganized this time. I blame it on my stuffy nose and weird throat. And yeah, I hope that I'm better soon. Definitely in a couple weeks when we're back.
Medros, in his not-so-healthy state, is writing in his shout-out in our show notes. So Medros' shout-out is to Discord for not sucking as bad as I expected, and to the whole WoW community for being awesome overall, listeners or not.
Yay.
Yes, thank you, Discord, for not being as terrible as Skype.
But we still talk in Skype. Maybe we should start using the host's channel.
I mean, the host is just a voice channel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what the?
I was in there earlier to try to mess with my sensitivity settings. Turns out I did a poor job, because apparently I've been cutting in and out all night in the live channel. People listening on the recording don't know that, but it happened. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in the new year. And if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth is at Fandeth. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. You can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including GrooveQuest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe. That's it for tonight, everybody. Take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of 2017, not 16, Medros. I see what you did there. You tried to mess me up. We'll see you in 2018, everybody.
Yeah, see y'all January 8th. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.